escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, I gotta tell you guys, I am digitally free hanging today, and it feels wonderful and awesome.
I don't like that at all.
The
image that you just painted for the general listening audience, mind you, during a lunchtime. I don't like that at all.
But it's accurate. I do not have a laptop. Reggie, on the other hand, has two.
Correct.
My laptop yesterday after the show fried up. I'm doing everything off the phone right now, so my laptop fried. But that's part of the confession, that I'm digitally free hanging. The other part of the confession is, not only is this refreshing, but I realize batteries in the new computers, when it gets real hot, they have a sensor that turns them off, and you have to take the back off the laptop and reset the whole damn thing.
Huh?
So I didn't go to Best Buy. I just went to old YouTube and figured out how to get it done. But thankfully, the laptop is back in working order. Did you know that these new laptops, they have a sensor that'll just shut it out completely and you're done?
Is that so for all laptops, or is that just the brand
that
you
Lenovo.
Got?
Okay. I had the Lenovo in it, so.
I didn't. Yeah. I'm not frequently in circumstances where I'm overheating the laptop. Yeah. But,
But
okay.
The good news is everything's right in the palm of your hand these days.
What a world we live in, yes, right?
Be careful with that phone, too. The phones do the same thing. It happens right. When the phones overheat a little bit, it stop.
Well, thank you, Figgy.
Oh, my goodness. These are my confessions. All right, so we found out yesterday that the Titans made a move. They went ahead and parted ways with Treylon Burks, former Arkansas Hog, and he was supposed to be the new A.J. Brown when they traded away A.J. Brown. They used one of the draft picks that they got back in that A.J. Brown trade in order to get Treylon Burks.
Yeah.
And I got to admit, I mean, I thought he was going to be cold.
And I did too.
I was so wrong. Mm-hmm. I was so very incorrect. And this one goes, I think, on the Mount Rushmore of the Reggie was wrongs. Mm-hmm. I feel like we all have our, damn, I was way wrong on that one.
Yeah.
This one goes on, because I swore, and this is part of the hubris that comes from being a big college football watcher, because I remember watching him in Arkansas, and he was a menace out there. Big body guy, has a, good wiggle to him, good speed, and I was like, man, this dude is the truth. And I was like, all right, that makes perfect sense. Don't bet on the quote-unquote aging kind of guy.
Yeah.
Let him move on. Don't pay him crazy. Get a younger guy that can do the deal. Boom. You're in the – and you get additional draft capital. Mm-hmm. Wrong.
Yeah.
Wrong.
Well, I'm with you in that take. I thought he was going to be real good too. But that's not the first thing I thought of. First thing I thought of was Mike Vrabel. Remember when they traded A.J. Brown? And he was making faces and
yes,
and wondering, what the hell are you doing?
I bet Vrabel probably say the nastiest thing about the Titans when he's away from a microphone. When he's just with his homeboys, does he have homeboys that he hangs out? I feel coaches are so sick, he's just with his other coaches. But whenever he has an opportunity.
He couldn't even hide it. He was like, you're doing what?
He probably says the meanest things about the Titans. And he probably, it's earned.
And he's largely right.
It is earned and deserved.
Yeah.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
These are my confessions. So I got to do a little piggyback confession off of Lopez's confession with his laptop. I guess thought it was fried. So you text us in the group chat pretty much telling us what was going on with your laptop.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh man, we kind of joking around a little bit. I told him, Reggie let you borrow one of his.
Yeah.
And Reggie said, nope.
Nope.
He said, hell no. But I was wondering, like, man, it seemed like Lopez kind of freaking out a lot over this. I'm like, damn, he must really be focused on his work. And come to find out, my confession is, I don't think he was focused on his work at all. He was focused on the damn podcast and the OG sauce.
Hey, that's work.
I think that's the real, because I was sitting there, I'm like, man, Lopez over here crashing out over something, man.
Yeah, man.
I'm like,
yeah,
dang, I'm like, he went to training camp without a laptop before. So I'm sure he could do this without. And after you said more about the, man, I got the podcast, I got the OG, I'm like, ah, this is what it is, man.
Well, my defense.
Because even Reggie even offered, he said, hey, why don't you go to our engineer to get you a work laptop? He said, nah, man, I got the podcast, the OG sauce, man. I don't know what I'm going to do.
I don't want those work people to know all about my business, about my private business. No, I knew I could do most of the show on the phone, but everything on the podcast and OG Sauce is on my laptop. So I was like, oh, boy, that's going to be a problem.
I'm sitting there. I'm like, why is he crashing out over there? He could just get a work laptop. I'm like, I mean, he's just going to Canada to get a work laptop. I'm like, oh, we more worried about the business part of it than us.
Man, I had the show unlocked.
You ain't thinking about us. You're thinking about the podcast. So I'm like, Figgy, okay, I understand it.
Figgy, I'm always thinking about you.
That sounds like a threat.
These are my confessions.
So you saw the news on Marcus Morris?
Yeah.
Obviously, so you got to bear with me on my confession, because he was arrested for fraud, apparently bad checks with businesses, bad checks with Las Vegas.
Is it wrong that, like, part of my brain goes, in the year of our Lord 2025, if you used in a check, I kind of have half of mine that you scamming? Is that wrong?
No, I don't think so. But okay. You know, some places would, you know, big money, you want to write a check or whatever for trips and stuff. And so I get he's gonna pay the price. He's, you know, the law is going to come and do its part, et cetera. But this is my confession. Even when it's their own damn fault, like with Marcus Morris, I just feel such a sense of waste, and such, it just breaks my heart, because so many people get this money and have no idea, number one, who's trying to steal it from them, number two, who's giving them bad advice, and number three, how to actually manage their money. I get he broke the law, allegedly, according to the charges. But it still just broke my heart.
The legal team thanks you for that.
It just broke my heart. It just seems like it's constantly a waste.
No, for sure. Like, it's, I always go, you know, harken back to, what was it, the Pablo Torre Sports Illustrated article broke that ultimately led to that 30 for 30. Man, it's a lot of money these dudes have, right, or are able to earn by playing these sports. It's a lot of people who are wolves in sheep's clothing, trying to go and get an easy payday off of some dudes that have oftentimes dedicated their life to sports and not necessarily had the same level of, I don't know, attention and care to how that money ultimately gets used. And as you mentioned, sometimes they trust the wrong people.
Yeah.
I also learned about that in Taking Flak, right? Like Dan Pastorini had.
He lost a lot.
Lost a lot of money, you know, trusting people that you would imagine were trustworthy.
His
ultimately
brother.
Took And brother-in-law and sister. Yeah. Yeah, man. That's crazy.
Yeah.
These are my confessions.
Look, I love the partnership that we have with the Texans, the ability to be out here at training camp with pretty good vantage points of everything. However, if I was inclined to be conspiratorial, right, and if I thought, you know, that maybe, just maybe, the Texans didn't like us as much as I know that they do, I would honestly think that they were trying to make it as hard as possible. Some might say impossible to see what's happening in 11-on-11. Because I swear to God, at any given point during team or 7-on-7, the offensive line, who are not actually on the field, you know, the offensive players, it feels like when they go through their, you know, their rundown of what they're working on the day, they get to the end of it and they go, All right, so make sure at any given point y'all are between the action and those red tents over there where Sports Radio 610 is. Because I swear every time that I'm watching 11-11. Yeah, because the media tent over there also, I think the defensive guys handle the rest of the media and the offense handle us. We gotta look through bodies. Thankfully, you know, you have your ways of being able to tell what's happening. But no, I'm not. Look, again, I don't believe that to be the case. I think that just kind of happens naturally. Guys spread out and have their opportunities to try and see what's happening on the field. But I'm like, hey,
yeah,
how are y'all always in my way?
Maybe if Jack Easterby was still here,
all right,
he'd be on to something. Remember he put that scoreboard up? He put that scoreboard up to block the view? Like, literally a scoreboard.
Yeah, that's the thing. It's like, he would be very intentional. I don't think it's intentional in any ways. And it's been fun to be able to still see some big plays happen for the team here from the 972. They say, I confess I'm no longer worried about the O-line with second picks and a wide receiver surplus. Nick Casera, rather, will make a trade for another offensive guard. That is an interesting place to go. Because myself and Lopez, before this segment, were just talking about the idea that I don't know if I'm betraying trust at all. I don't know that I'm sold yet on the offensive line.
Like,
we talked to Lakin Tomlinson. We'll hear that here in just a moment. We've seen the offensive line get out here with pads and be better than they were those first 4 days. But that doesn't say that they're going to go and be a consistent offensive line.
Yeah.
In fact, I don't think the D'Amico Ryans has given us any level of, like, you know, affirmative kind of evaluation of the offensive line even now that pads are on. There's still work to be done, and there's still, you know, progress that needs to be made, and they need to show and prove still. So, I mean, I'm encouraged that they're out here, that there's a lot of competition. It feels like, as Nick Casario was talking about, we'll hear from him as well, that they're starting to maybe within the next week, they'll might kind of solidify who are, you know, the guys that they will lean on majority on the offensive line. But I don't know that we have anything that says definitively that offensive line is going to be good in particular.
I'm with you.
And serviceable is a question that we're still trying to see as well.
Yeah.
All right. You're in the loop. Those are our lunchtime confessions here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, as I mentioned, we sat down with Lakin Tomlinson fresh off of the practice field. And you get to hear that conversation with Lakin the Jamaican next.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.